Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is the Prayer Podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping us to have the most intimate, authentic, and satisfying prayer life we possibly can. And today we're talking about, is it selfish to pray for yourself? Is it good to pray for yourself? Is it spiritually healthy to talk to God about your own needs? Have you ever wondered if you were doing a selfish thing by praying for yourself? And if it is a positive practice, what is the healthy balance between praying for ourselves and other aspects of prayer? I saw a question about this on Quora that made me think it through. So here are my thoughts, but I would love to know your views. So please leave comments in the comment box below. Do you ever get the same feeling of disquiet as I do sometimes when I pray for myself? It doesn't come all the time, but now and then I wonder if I'm becoming self-absorbed. You know the kind of feeling I'm talking about. I'll be walking in the Word, starting by talking to God, but then after a while realize that I've been praying about my needs and my agenda and my wants, and I wonder if I'm just badgering God rather than talking to him as a friend. So, is it wrong to pray about what we want and need? Well, let's think about what kind of God we believe in. What kind of God would we be praying to who did not take an interest in us? And if he takes an interest, would he not also want to hear about our personal needs? He took an interest in our spiritual state and sent his son to die for us. With that kind of commitment to our spiritual well-being, it only makes sense that he wants to talk to him about what's on our minds. I go so far as to say that praying for ourselves is not only permissible, I'd say it's vital to an authentic relationship with God. So we're going to talk about three things that will help us to have a relationship with God that's healthy, but three ways also to avoid praying in an unhealthy way. Take, for example, Jesus. Jesus prayed for himself, didn't he? In Matthew 26 and verse 39. He taught his followers to pray for themselves and their needs in Luke 11. We're going to talk more about that in a moment. David told God what he wanted many times. Have a look in Psalm 25 as one example, and the list goes on. So what kind of prayer were these where people were praying for their needs, for themselves? And what can we do to pray personally, but not selfishly? Well, here are three signs of praying for yourself unhealthily, followed by three guidelines for praying for yourself, which are, I believe, biblical and healthy. The unhealthy signs are all taken from this passage in Luke 18, verse 11 and 12. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. So three things from this, three warnings. Firstly, comparisons. Comparing ourselves to other more or less righteous people is unhealthy. God's not interested in how we're measuring up against some other sinner. He's interested in our love for him. He wants to connect with us in our prayer time. How could we really know whether we are better or worse than someone else anyway? Only God knows the heart. 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. So firstly, avoid comparisons. Secondly, boasts. We're in a bad place when our prayer is a recollection of all the things good about ourselves and our behavior. That's not to say we're wrong to celebrate what God has done in us and through us. It's just that our rejoicing should be that your names are written in heaven, as Jesus says in Luke 10, verse 20. So, no boasting. Thirdly, balance. In the passage in Luke 18, God gets one mention. The word I gets four. That's in the English. There are actually five mentions in the Greek. When our prayer is mostly about ourselves, it's unlikely to be healthy. Let's make sure God gets more than a passing mention in our prayers. He is the one who gave you the ability to pray, after all. So, three things to avoid: comparisons, boasts, and get the balance right. Here are three guidelines for healthy prayer about yourself, and these are all taken from Luke chapter 11, verses 2 to 4. Number one, begin with God. Jesus said in this, what's now called the Lord's Prayer, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation. So where does he start? Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. The address as Father, the acknowledgement of his status, hallowed, and the primacy of God's agenda, your kingdom come, place us before God as one who has come to talk to him, as one who wants to know him, love him, and serve him. So firstly, begin with God. Secondly, beg for bread. Give us each day our daily bread. We need only today's bread. We need not worry about tomorrow. The request is for bread, not a six-course banquet. If God gives us a feast, well, who are we to refuse? But we are healthier when we pray for what we need, not what we'd like. I don't see any sin in telling God what you'd like to see happen, but we just need to be careful to be focused on the need in our prayer much more than the want. So begin with God and beg for bread. And thirdly, confess your sins. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. Okay, so when we confess our sins by talking about them to God in prayer, we are talking about ourselves, but not so that we wallow in a mud pit of self-loathing. Instead, we're bringing our sins to God with a confidence in his forgiveness that will lead us back to his service. So three ways to talk about yourself healthily in prayer, or to get the balance right. Firstly, begin with God. Secondly, beg for bread. And thirdly, confess your sins. So there you have it. Three signs of selfish prayer and three actions to assist unselfish but still personal prayer. Pray for yourself by all means. Just don't make yourself the focus of the prayer. So I just want to finish with a question. Well, a couple of questions, actually. Do you pray for yourself? If so, do you feel guilty about that, or do you sense God's pleasure in those prayers? What do you pray for when you pray for yourself? And how do you avoid the danger of self-focus? Please leave a comment here so that we can all learn to pray with authenticity and humility. I'd love to hear from you. And if you could, please subscribe to the podcast and tell your friends about it so we can spread the word. Leave a comment on, and if possible, a review on iTunes. That would be wonderful. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful week and a really powerful and personally satisfying prayer time with God. God bless. See you soon.